Welcome to our service, everyone. It's good to have you with us at the end of this snow-filled week, and especially as today is the final part in our series on Spirit-filled lives. Today we are going to draw our series together by thinking about how we are created to live in relationship with our God, and how when we are guided by the Holy Spirit, our lives are orientated towards worship. Who or what will we worship today? Our God is the one who is deserving of our worship because he is love and he's faithful to us throughout all the changing seasons of our life. And so Caroline is going to kick off our time together by sharing with us Psalm 117, a psalm that says a lot in very few words. This is Psalm 117.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
We come to praise God this morning for so many reasons. But amongst these, we remember that though there have been times this week when we have stumbled and got things wrong, our God does not turn away from us. And as we approach him, he continues to pour out his grace and forgiveness upon us. A few weeks ago, David led us in worship with the song, Lord, I Need You. And we're going to use the words of this song again today to speak of our need for God in every minute of every day. And so let's sing together, Lord, I Need You.
I need you, my one. my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice for us and the wonder of how we can know new life in you that brings both a freedom now and a promise that one day we'll be with you in glory. Amen. Before I share some reflections on what it means for our lives to bring glory to God, we're going to sing again using the words of the modern hymn, Speak, O Lord. This hymn tells of our desire not just to read God's word, but to be changed by it. And so in many ways, this is our prayer this morning, that as we worship God, there may be a connection between what's happening now and the way in which we live for God over the course of the days ahead. So let's invite God to come and speak to us.
Thank you.
At the start of the service, I asked this question, who or what will we worship today? If I was to ask this question differently, I might say, who or what is most important to us? Or what is it that we find occupies our mind from day to day? The answer to these questions can often be a good indicator as to where we offer our worship. The truth is, it's possible to worship many things. People, possessions, reputations, jobs, roles, and a whole host of other things besides. Wherever our heart is, our worship will often follow. To worship is to express a deeply respectful love or devotion to someone else or something else. And worshipping isn't a passive activity. When we worship, we don't tend to stand at a distance, but instead the very act of worship connects us with the person or thing that we worship. In worship, we give ourselves. And this is true whether the focus of worship is a celebrity, a sports team, a prized possession, a family member, or God himself. Who or what we worship shapes us as people, because whether we are aware of it or not, we become deeply connected with the object of our worship. And so, who is there who is deserving of our worship? In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, King David is leading the Israelites in worship when he says this.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendour of his holiness.
The word ascribe speaks of giving what is due. When David is speaking to his fellow Israelites, what he wants them to know is that God is deserving of their worship. That they should give glory and honour and praise to God, not on a whim or even because David as their leader is urging them to, but because this is what God deserves. And so it is with us today. God is the one who is truly deserving of our worship. When we look out and see the miracle of new life in creation, we worship the one through whom all things are made. When we experience God's love for us, we worship God because he loved us first and never stops loving us even when we turn away. When we come to know our need for forgiveness, we worship Jesus, who out of his unfailing love for us gave his life on the cross so that we could be freely forgiven. When we look out at a seemingly unpredictable world, we worship our God who is holding it all together and has promised that one day there will be no more suffering and we will be with him in glory. And at a time when meeting with others is so hard, we worship and praise God for the way in which he is ever present with us by the power of his Spirit, guiding us and bringing us joy. Who will you choose to worship today? One of the wonders of worshiping God is that as we bring God the worship he's due, in whatever form that takes, we are changed through the experience, because through worship we step into a dynamic relationship with the creator of the universe. God is not only the one deserving of our praise and worship, but importantly, he is also the one that can bear this weight and responsibility. God is unchanging and he will never let us down. God invites you today to come and know him, to bring your worship with the many millions of others from around the globe, because God, through who he is the one who is deserving of our praise. If we have received Jesus as our Saviour and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then worship will be at the heart of who we are. Our worship may take many forms, but our quest, if you like, is that above everything, we may live lives that bring honour and praise to God. Or as Paul puts it in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, we may live a life worthy of the calling we have received. A life in which God is number one, and we take delight in making him known. Let's worship God now as we sing, "I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me."
Rose is more.
going to hand back to Caroline now, who is going to lead us in prayer. There will be a number of short sections to this prayer, and as Caroline closes each section with the words, "In the life of our world," there is an invitation for you to join in with the response, "May your will be done." I'm sure you'll become familiar with the rhythm of the prayer pretty quickly. And so let's open ourselves up to God in prayer now.
Gracious God, rejoicing in your blessings, trusting in your loving care for all, we bring you our prayers for the world. We pray for the created world, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease, for those who have power to bring change for the better and to renew hope. In the life of our world, may your will be done. We pray for our country, for those in leadership, who frame our laws and shape our common life, who keep the peace and administer justice, for those who teach and those who heal, for all who serve the community. In the life of our world, may your will be done. We pray for people in need, those for whom life is a bitter struggle, those whose lives are clouded by death or loss, by pain or disability, by discouragement or fear, by shame or rejection. In the life of our world, may your will be done. We pray for those in the circle of friendship and love around us, children and parents, sisters and brothers, friends and neighbours, and for those especially in our thoughts today. In the life of our world, may your will be done. And finally, we pray for the church in its stand with the poor, in its love for the outcast and the ashamed, in its service to the sick and the neglected, in its proclamation of the gospel, in this land and in this place. In the life of our world, may your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
It has been wonderful to join together this morning to praise God. Next week will be my last online service with you before my ministry at Desborough Baptist draws to a close. And so I do hope you'll be able to join us then. I'm delighted that Andrew Skinner will be joining me next week, in a virtual capacity at least, and we'll be leading that time of worship together. After next week, the online services will of course continue, led by different members of the church community, and so there'll still be plenty to inspire you and for you to share in and enjoy over the weeks ahead. We always enjoy welcoming new people to our midweek groups online as well, so if that's something you'd like to know more about, please do get in touch. This final song is called Hallelujah. We are very grateful to EMI Music for allowing us to share this. It's such a great song to finish with, so as you pick it up, do join with us. God bless everyone. I'll see you soon.